Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello, my name is Jean Kim, and you are joining an Ogletree Deacons Global Solutions podcast series. Thank you for listening in, and I am going to talk briefly today on a few key employment law updates that may impact your operations in South Korea as we dive into 2021. Number one, amendments to the Labor Standards Act. New provisions have been added, allowing companies to introduce a flexible working hour system over a six-month period rather than the previous three-month period. The Labor Standards Act also now requires employers to take measures such as providing a medical checkup or extra rest time for employees that work overtime under certain circumstances per the employee's consent and or as approved by the Ministry of Employment and Labor. Effective January 1 of this year, paid public holidays that historically apply to public sector employees only will now apply to private sector employees as well for companies that regularly employ 30 to 299 employees. Note that this change has applied to private employers with 300 or more employees already. Also, in order for an employer to substitute these public holidays with other working days, the employer must enter into a written agreement on this topic with the employee representatives of their company. Effective July 1st, 2021, the enforcement of the weekly maximum working hours of 52 hours, which is comprised of 40 standard hours per week and 12 overtime hours, will start applying to private companies regularly employing up to 49 employees. Number two, amendments to the Equal Employment Opportunity and Work-Family Balance Assistance Act. Effective January 1, 2021, private companies regularly employing 30 to 299 employees must grant an employee reduced working hours if he or she requests it for the following reasons. Number one, to take care of his or her family or his or her own health. Number two, an employee who is 55 years or older to prepare for his or her retirement. Number three, to allow the employee to pursue their studies. These reduced hours should range between 15 and 30 hours per week, up to a maximum of 1 year, provided that the one-year period may also be extended up to 2 years under certain circumstances. Effective December 8, 2020, not 2021, 2020, leaves of absence based on childcare reasons may be taken into two periods rather than one continuous period as it was previously required. There has also been amendments and updates to other laws in South Korea, such as the Employment Insurance Act, the Act on the Collection of Insurance Premiums, and so forth. The ones we've discussed today briefly are those that likely apply more widely across industries and employers. Thank you for listening today. Stay safe and happy until the next time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.